a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. New this hour, the U.S. Interior Secretary has finished her tour of Bears Ears National Monument. And the push to make it even bigger than it was under the Obama administration is already beginning. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the details.
Secretary Deborah Holland toured Bears Ears with Governor Spencer Cox and members of the congressional delegation. She says her job is to listen to as many stakeholders as possible.
We all want pretty much the same thing, right? We want to protect land. We want to make sure that it's there for generations to come.
She says it's too early to specify what any kind of compromise would look like, but she says she's trying to hear as many of the competing interests as she can to report back to the president. Governor Cox says the lands have become a divisive partisan issue.
We want to try to take the divisiveness out of this as much as we possibly can.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Secretary Holland will visit Grand Staircase Escalante tomorrow. One person is dead, others injured after a shooting at a cabinet company in Bryan, Texas. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, this latest mass shooting happening near Texas A&M University at a custom cabinet factory. Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey says the suspect shot five people, killing one on the spot.
We really don't know the motive. We're still investigating that. I believe that the suspect was an employee of Kent Moore. I believe.
An officer was also injured. Police now have the suspect in custody. This latest shooting happening as President Biden announces a half dozen executive orders aimed at reducing gun violence in the U.S. The measures include tighter regulations on guns made from kits,
which is going to require that the seller and manufacturers make the key parts with serial numbers.
Fred Gutenberg, whose teenage daughter was killed in a school shooting in Parkland, Florida, was at the White House for the announcement.
Since my daughter was killed, too many days have felt like we've been on this freight train going in the wrong direction. And what today did is to put the brakes on that.
Gutenberg is well known for disrupting the 2020 State of the Union speech when President Trump said he would protect gun rights. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
While Utahns are focused on Blanding and the news conference from the Secretary of the Interior this afternoon, Utah Congressman Burgess Owens is at the Mexican border. He joined Utah's Morning News to talk with Tim and Amanda about what he's seeing down there.
We have to understand we are up against a very evil cartel. They use people, they abuse people, they throw people away, and we're facilitating. We're not stopping.
Owens called it chaos. He complains Vice President Kamala Harris was assigned to work on the crisis, but so far she's yet to communicate with Congress or border officials. A Biden administration official is at the border right now. The Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, never ran into Burgess Owens.
This is Jim Ryan in Dallas. Call it dueling border tours. As the Secretary of Homeland Security was visiting one section of the U.S.-Mexico border, a delegation of congressional Republicans was on another, hearing from local law enforcers like Uvalde County Sheriff Ruben Nolasco.
I'm not against immigration. My family came from Mexico, but they did it the right way.
GOP lawmakers will take what they learned during their visit to the Rio Grande to build a case against President Biden's plans for immigration reform. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
If you're driving, put down the phone, please. Salt Lake and Utah counties have launched a crackdown on distracted drivers. They're going to use unmarked vans to spot violations. More than 100 officers are involved in this crackdown that'll continue through the weekend. So what's better than a warm bath? Any boat that leaves Lake Powell will be getting one. They're going to be sprayed with hot water to stop the spread of quagga mussels. The hot bath made its debut today, and KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has the story.
Boaters will back their trailers into the 5-foot-deep dip tank filled with 110-degree hot water. Then they'll run their motors and bilge pumps to circulate the water and kill off the invasive mussels. The system will be in place at Waweep Marina starting May 1st.
Or about the new decontamination system on the Outdoors Show with Tim Hughes this Saturday morning starting at 6 right here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
A new accident called out in Utah County, southbound I-15 by Geneva Road. In the Orem-Linden area, it's been reported as blocking a right lane of traffic. I don't see it in the traffic cameras, but we have had some backups in that area. Where the delays have been heaviest, no surprise, it's northbound I-15, Farmington through Clearfield. Northbound Highway 89 also jammed up between I-15 and Kaysville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, Ricky. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:05. There's a new airline launching today.
It may seem like odd timing with all of the huge losses airlines have been dealing with during the pandemic, but the founders of Avelo Airlines say it's a perfect time. More people are feeling comfortable traveling again. Based out of Burbank, California, Avelo will be using Boeing 737-800s with 11 routes to smaller airports and outdoor recreation destinations like Grand Junction, Colorado, and Eugene, Oregon. The company's founders have backgrounds at bigger airlines and say they're ready to go.
So we think that we could offer choice.
Tickets are on sale today. The airline begins flying at the end of the month. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And listen to these prices. Avelo Airlines flies out of Ogden, and if you want to go to Hollywood Burbank on Avelo, it'll cost you $19. You'll have to pay for the baggage, though. A major airline is telling its flight attendants who took leave during the pandemic they need them back. Southwest Airlines is recalling more than 2,700 flight attendants. They took voluntary leave offered to them to avoid layoffs. They have to be back at work June 1st. And as more Americans begin flying again, there's an alert about travel scams. Here's ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
An urgent warning from the Better Business Bureau saying some fraudulent websites are either impersonating government websites or are claiming to process your TSA PreCheck or global entry applications only to instead access your personal information and money.
The BBB says always look for the .gov address when you're applying for TSA PreCheck or global entry. The CDC says do not travel to Canada, even if you're vaccinated. The agency says even those fully vaccinated could get infected and spread variants. CBC News reports Ontario is expected to go into a 4-week shutdown today. All non-essential businesses ordered closed. Medical officials from Toronto and Ottawa have been urging province leaders to issue a stay-at-home order, and Toronto area schools have moved back to distance learning. KSL News Time 5:08. Time now for My Minute of News. We're brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Who's the best songwriter ever? Maybe Paul McCartney, maybe Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. No, not even close. The best songwriter ever, well, you could make a case for Beethoven. This famous musical hook has been around for centuries, but for songs that stick in your head, you gotta go with Mozart. You probably don't know the names of these songs, but you're probably saying, yeah, I've heard that, either in cartoons or movies. These songs have been around almost 250 years. Mozart died at age 35, and he also left behind a slew of unfinished works, basically musical hooks that were never fully developed into songs. And now, a Mozart expert from London's Royal Academy of Music has decided to finish the unfinished works from the world's greatest composer ever.
A Mozart Hall Concertos are one of the top-selling classical music CDs out there.
This is Tim Jones. I mean, he's soft-spoken. But this man has the gall, the hubris, the ego to think he can finish songs created by the greatest composer ever. This is like if Neil Diamond had passed at age 35, leaving behind this. Do you think you could come up with bump, bump, bump? Nobody's that good, that good, that good, that good. Completing Mozart.
It's like, well, imagine the Beach Boys were swept under by a wave and left behind Aruba, Jamaica, Ooh, I Wanna Take You. Would you have come up with Bermuda, Bahama, Come On, Pretty Mama? Of course not. That's why they're the Beach Boys. And you go to work every day. But Tim Jones has finished Mozart, and here's the result. His work is now streaming on Spotify, and the greatest composer in human history can finally rest in peace.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Well, the Salt Lake County Drive scene, some of the usual slowdowns. If you're on the 21st South Freeway, traffic is backed up east and westbound directions at 6200 West. I-215's belt route looks good around the valley, but southbound I-15, you're going to see a slow drive as you go from 4500 South to Midville at 72nd South. Michelle?
Well, already cleared the crash southbound I-15 at Geneva Road in the Linden area. That has cleared, but you're going to still see the backups up to Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Other than that, looking good in Utah County. Now, for drivers on Bangor Highway, just minor scattered delays as you're going through the construction zone in Taylorsville, and then more slowing on SR-36 between Lake Point and Mills Junction. Steve?
Well, no surprise, those delays are not letting up in Davis County. Still a slow go on northbound 15 from Shepherd Lane to Kaysville all the way up to 700 South by Hill Air Force Base. Southbound 15 packed in as well from Ogden-Hinkley Airport down into Sunset, and a slow ride as well. Northbound 89 between Main Street and 200 North. Also approaching Cherry Lane, got some slowdowns there. And from SR 193 up to I-84. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. If you've been putting off repair or maintenance projects around the house, they can help. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Now Kevin Eubank with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report. An hour-by-hour description as we head toward Friday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures in the low 60s under partly cloudy skies. We'll stay in those low 60s for 6 o'clock, then upper 50s for 7, mid-50s for 8, and low 50s for 9. Skies will clear out overnight, but temperatures dip into the mid-30s. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
A gentle breeze from the northwest at 62 degrees. Sunset tonight is at 8 o'clock on the dot. KSL News Time 5:12. We go in depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, the pandemic has brought so many challenges for everyone, but for those of us in the media, it's been humbling at times. For example, Jeff, we hear your cute dogs, Lola, barking at the Amazon delivery guy every once in a while. But a video has gone viral of a BBC weather forecaster who is interrupted by his little girl on TV while trying to get through his forecast. He does his best to ignore her when she walks onto his home set. But listen up. She's persistent.
And then as we get into Thursday, we're up to about 31. You know what? When you keep coming back, look, you're on TV.
Daddy, I want to have...
I know.
What's Lego Frozen?
Lego Frozen?
Apparently, it wasn't the first time. In a post with the video, his wife wrote, "When the kids sabotage your live shot for the third time this week."
It's only your livelihood, right?
Right. No problem. Little girl on the weather forecast. She was adorable.
Thanks, Maria. KSL News Time 5:13. The Golden State Warriors will welcome fans into Chase Center in about 2 weeks. But ABC's Alex Stone tells us there will be new requirements.
Under California rules now, Chase Center, an indoor arena, can be at 35% of capacity, but the Warriors announcing every person who enters will have to show proof they've been fully vaccinated or have had a negative COVID test within 48 hours of the game. Fans who buy their tickets more than a week before a game will get mailed a free at-home COVID test, and then the results will be linked to a so-called vaccination passport on an app that they can show like a boarding pass when they arrive at the arena. Alex Stone, ABC News.
15,000 Comcast customers in the South Jordan area have no internet this afternoon. A construction crane hit a network line on Bangor Highway. Crews are making repairs, but it'll be midnight before everything's fixed up. It's also been impacting traffic on Bangor this afternoon. You'll hear more from Ricky coming up. But right now, one of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, two major healthcare systems are combining their forces today.
KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer joins us live. Kira?
Jeff, Intermountain Healthcare is making a big investment in University of Utah Health today, a $50 million investment. The two systems are joining to create a one-of-a-kind program. It's called the Population Health Program, and it's to train incoming doctors on preventative care so that they can keep communities healthy and prevent sickness instead of just treating it. It'll admit 10 students at first and up it to 25 down the road. The program set to start fall of 2022. Jeff.
Thanks, Kira. Trending right now on social media, a world record. A video game player known as Niftsky has set a world record playing Super Mario Brothers. He played the whole game, I mean start to finish, in 4 hours, 54 minutes. Barely breaking the record that stood for 2 years. I mean, the entire game. How'd he do it? Niftsky didn't waste any time eating mushrooms or tackling people, but he nailed every jump. That's the secret. The three things you need to know right now first.
Interior Secretary Deborah Holland is in Utah to take in as much information as she can about Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante. The governor says they want to take the contention out of the issue. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, one person is dead, multiple others injured after a shooting at a cabinet company in Bryan, Texas this afternoon. Police say they have a suspect in custody. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Weber County drivers, watch for a new crash. It's on the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at 31st Street in Ogden. Also, you're going to see slowdowns in Utah County. Traffic is heavy and slow southbound I-15 as you're leaving American Fork, going through Pleasant Grove and Linden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Breezy conditions tonight and temperatures dip a bit tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 63 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. At least one person is dead, four wounded after a mass shooting at an industrial park in Texas.
In the shadow of Texas A&M University at a custom cabinet factory in Bryan, a man with a gun shot five people, killing one on the spot. The four others have been taken to a nearby hospital. Police and sheriff's deputies in two counties were involved in the search for a suspect seen speeding from the scene. One person who is thought to be an employee of the factory is now in custody. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
It wasn't the only incident of its kind this week. Authorities in York County, South Carolina, are trying to figure out why Philip Adams, a former NFL player, fatally shot five people, including two children, before taking his own life.
We are working hard to provide some answers. Obviously, one answer is why. That is a question that we are probing as we speak with numerous investigators.
Sheriff Kevin Tolson. President Biden calls gun violence in the U.S. an epidemic and an international embarrassment. Today he announced a half dozen executive actions designed to prevent shootings. One bans a type of brace which allows a pistol to be used like a short-barreled rifle. An associate of embattled Congressman Matt Gaetz is considering a plea deal.
If former Florida politician Joel Greenberg reaches a plea agreement with federal prosecutors, they would likely require him to cooperate with their investigation of Congressman Matt Gaetz. Greenberg's defense attorney said outside court, "I'm sure Matt Gaetz is not feeling very comfortable." Greenberg was accused of trafficking a 17-year-old for sex, and prosecutors are trying to determine whether Gaetz had sex with her. Gaetz has said he would not resign and has denied he paid for sex.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Wake County, North Carolina, pausing Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccinations after reporting a number of adverse reactions during the post-vaccine monitoring period. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in depth. KSL. Our friends over at KSLSports.com had a chance to chat with the newly christened head coach of the University of Utah men's basketball team. Coach Craig Smith told them leaving Utah State was a tough decision.
I know coaches always say this, but there was only a select few places that I was going to go, and this was one of them. And so the timing was right, and we'll always have those amazing types of those amazing memories together. And it was an amazing 3 years, and now it's time to move on to the next chapter of our life. And we're excited for this incredible opportunity. And I've always believed in surrounding yourself with great people, and certainly Mark Harlan is our athletic director. I'm getting to know him, and his vision and our visions are very much aligned. And being at the BCS level, you know, you look what the Pac-12 did in the NCAA tournament. I mean, you have five teams that make it, and all those teams, you know, UCLA getting to the Final Four and Oregon State doing what they did, and, of course, Oregon and USC. And so it's an amazing league, and, you know, you're going up against the best of the best every night. And so we welcome this opportunity. The rich tradition of excellence at the University of Utah is incredible. And I'll always remember, in my second Final Four was in 1998. I was a GA at Northern State, and I went to, it was my first national championship game. And of course, the late, great Rick Majerus was the head coach, and Andre Miller. And, you know, you go right through the who's who of who was on that team, and watching them lose that game. And I've been a part of losing a national championship game at Mayville State. And obviously it's a different level, but that was a defining moment in my life. And now I got to pinch myself. Now I'm in that spot. And now it's my duty as the head coach and my responsibility to get us back to the promised land. And I'm not trying to talk the talk. We plan on walking the walk.
That's the U of U's new basketball coach, Craig Smith. His record speaks for itself. He led the Aggies to 74 wins, only 24 losses. He also helped Utah State win two Mountain West Conference championships. KSL News Time, 520. You've been listening to The In-Depth. Now, it's the Triple Team Traffic, and here's Ricky Mies.
If you're making your way southbound on I-15 in Salt Lake County, you're going to see the usual slowdowns as you go between 4500 and 90th South. After that, you pick right back up to good speeds. We have a little bit of unusual slowing. This is going to be westbound on I-80 between 23rd and 1300 East, and then also some slowing with heavy traffic westbound on I-215 South Belt between 7th East and State, and then delays westbound on the 21st South Freeway, 5600 West to Magna. Michelle?
Well, we're still seeing good speeds, Bangor Highway between 9800 and 104 South, where they're doing that utility work. Where I'm seeing the delays on Bangor is for drivers going through the Taylorsville area, which is the usual delay. Now, if you're on I-15 in Utah County, still seeing the slowdowns from that crash that is now cleared by Geneva Road, but those delays are going to back up into American Fork. Other than that, you're seeing good speeds on I-15 and a little bit of slowing as you're headed westbound on Pioneer Crossing in American Fork. Steve?
And northbound I-15 still crowded with delays in Davis County from Shepherd Lane in Kaysville up to 700 South by Hill Air Force Base. Plus, watch for a crash, a new crash on the off-ramp from northbound 15 at 3100 South in Ogden. For southbounders on I-15, watch for delays between Ogden and Sunset, and still a slow ride for northbound Highway 89 drivers between Main Street and 200 North. Also approaching Cherry Lane in from SR 193 up to I-84. Board, Utah State Libraries have you covered with audiobooks, story times, movies, magazines, and much more. Check out our local library today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Beautiful day, lots of sunshine, temperatures in the mid-60s, but we do have a cold front moving through the state tonight. It's going to generate some gusty winds and dust here in northern Utah and some strong winds for central and southern Utah. That front will slide through in the overnight. Highs on Friday will be in the upper 50s. We'll rebound into the upper 60s Saturday before another little front goes by Saturday night, dropping us into the 50s again for Sunday. Next week, we kind of steady things out. Low 60s with mostly sunny skies on Monday, partly cloudy skies for the middle of the week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It is breezy, 63 in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 522 on Thursday evening.
Afternoon News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.